Okay, Mr. Chairman, the next project is for the Division of Family and Youth Services Technology Improvements, $450,000, $225,000 and $225,000 GS match. This project would continue development of the main computer system that DFYS currently has under development. It's called ORCA, Online Resources for the Children of Alaska. This would provide upgrading file servers, printers, software, et cetera, for the Division of Family Youth Services. The federal funds, basically we don't get the federal funds unless we have the match available. It's a 50-50 match program.
Okay.
The next project is for the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Management Information System upgrade. This is $392,000 in general funds. In the backup, the whole project is itemized of what we would purchase with the $392,000. The Division of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse mainly manages a $20 million grant program annually. They provide support to the grantees who then provide us with management information that we can use to look at outcomes for the different grant programs. This is divided into $60,000 for current support and training, $210,000 for hardware, software upgrades for the grantees themselves, and then $122,000 for computerized some of the grants management that we do manually.
Senator Cornell?
And one of the providers, at one point, at least one provider said they were carrying forward funds from grants to be able to replace computers or buy software. I mean, it's part of their good business planning, but here we are giving money as well for that. Is that, I mean, are we doing, is that what's happening? I mean, are...
Mr. Chairman, Senator Cornell, Lauren Jones, the division director, is here. He's probably best to answer that question. I'm not aware of that situation, but it could be happening.
Chairman, for the record, my name is Lauren Jones, director of the Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, through the chair, Senator Cornell. Some programs do have some resources to purchase computer equipment. One of the things that we have tried over the years to do is to assure that there's some compatibility, that we set a standard for the kind of software and hardware that they have to purchase. We have not found that to be productive. As new things come online, if they buy a new computer and try to use our system, and one of the ways that we felt we could better control that is if we purchase hardware specifically for the software we require them to run, then we can maintain the standard for that. When people bought new computers and went to Windows 95, it cost us about $15,000 or $20,000 to change our current system so that they could operate on that computer. We need to avoid having those kind of costs, so we're trying to control that by making sure that we control the hardware.
Okay. Okay, next item.
The next project, Mr. Chairman, is the department-wide client data integration project. We're requesting $800,000, $400,000 general funds, $200,000 federal funds, and the Mental Health Trust Authority is supporting this project with $200,000 of their funds. And they have been very supportive of the department's need to try to look across all of our data systems and look at building a data warehouse. And what this project will do, it will provide the final piece of funds that we need to finalize the data warehouse project. With prior year funding, we actually have a contractor on board right now who's doing the first iteration of the data warehouse. We're trying to develop some sample reports, Mr. Chairman, we could share with the committee to show you what we'd be able to do, but it's circumstances like being able to look at how many Family and Youth Services clients are also clients of the Division of Public Assistance, and what other kinds of questions you might have as we look for better outcomes for programs within the department. So this is looking, this is not a new data system. This is looking across all the current data systems that we have and trying to use that data to answer some basic questions.
I would assume that the feds don't require anything more than a 100% match.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, what these federal funds will likely be, we've applied through some federal agencies for direct federal funds. In addition, we will receive some matching funds from some federal agencies depending on, you know, which programs are in the data warehouse at the time.
It shows $200,000 of federal match. Is that an accurate figure?
Mr. Chairman, it's accurate that we have applied to the federal government for that amount in the past, and we will be able to earn some of that, but it will depend on the general funds that we receive and the kinds of federal programs that are in the data warehouse. That's not a very good answer because it's...
Do they care whether it's general funds or mental health trust funds?
No, they don't.
Very good. Thank you.
The next project, Mr. Chairman, if you're done with that one, is for nursing communications. Our section of public health nurses is really the last major set of employees in our department who do not have personal computers. They are not really networked in with the rest of state government or with our agency. What they have in place is a computer system that they use for client information. When someone comes into the public health nurse center, they do track client information there, and we do try to capture that with a system that's been in place for some years now. What this would do, this would upgrade the whole communication system for public health nurses. It would allow us to be able to, they would be on email, they would have access to the internet, they would also be able to, in a more timely manner, transmit their data that they're already collecting.
Next item.
The next request, Mr. Chairman, is Family and Youth Services Field Safety Office and Transportation Equipment. This fall, when the department was reviewing a lot of the situation in the Division of Family and Youth Services, one of the things that we discovered is that over the years we had not really done a good job of replacing vehicles within the Division of Family and Youth Services or other safety equipment. And when we talked to the field workers and line workers, one of the first things they were asking for were some more cell phones, some safety equipment, some alarms, and also vehicles. We had some very old vehicles that are being shared currently in our offices, and the amount of sort of ratio of workers to vehicles was above what we think is necessary. So this money will help us bring that down to some manageable level, so we don't have any number of social workers having to be out in the field and not enough cars available for them to be able to do what they need to do. So that's some of the real intent of this.
Questions? Next item.
The next item is McLaughlin Youth Center Heat and Ventilation Control System. This project is $450,000 in general fund to replace obsolete and non-functioning manual mechanical controls. Our existing manual controls are up to 30 years old in different parts of the facility. They have different manufacturers. They're in poor condition. We have constant maintenance staff who are needed to do upgrades. What we would do is we would replace the obsolete controls with a direct digital control system and allow for monitoring all the systems in a central area. We believe this will help us reduce energy costs in the facility and operating costs of 12% to 17%. In the backup, we have listed each area in the McLaughlin Youth Center that would be upgraded from this request.
Seems like I've heard that site in some other capital budget item, but maybe I'm wrong. Is there another McLaughlin capital? There's not in the regular budget, but maybe I've read the backup on this, and that's what I read before. But
we do have another request a little bit later for McLaughlin, much larger request, not to do with this particular item.
Yeah, down the line here, but I was thinking I'd heard it several days or weeks ago. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the next request is request for Kenai Health Center project. The backup, I think, aptly describes what has happened in Kenai over the years. In 1967, the department entered an agreement for exchange of land, which allowed us to locate the health center in the City Hall building. In 1981, we moved into that building, and we had four staff. We now have nine staff. It is very crowded. It's interesting. The waiting room is right where the city council actually meets, and it's quite crowded when you have women and children waiting for immunizations and city council business going on at the same time. We've been working with the local governments to look at a new health center, and they're currently talking about a joint facility where the city would provide land and the local government and the state would have a joint facility. I don't know if there's any other questions about that particular project.
I don't have any. Doesn't look like it. Okay. Next item.
Okay, the next item. Mr. Chairman, as you might recall, last year the legislature funded a number of planning and design appropriations for youth detention facilities, youth correctional facilities throughout the state. One of those projects was the Kenai for Kenai Youth Facility, Kenai Detention Facility. This request is for $1.5 million for a new facility in the Ketchikan area. It would serve the southern southeast. In fiscal year 95, 20% of our admissions to the Johnson Youth Center here in Juneau were from Ketchikan. They don't have a facility in Ketchikan, and it's a very difficult situation for their local police, et cetera, when they have a juvenile in custody. They basically have to babysit the individual. Our master plan called for 4 beds, and that's basically what this budget was based on. The local community has identified that they would like to supplement that with some mental health beds for severely emotionally disturbed youth, as well as for some substance abuse beds for kids. And they're actively seeking the other funds from private foundations as well as the Mental Health Trust Authority.
Yeah, my understanding was that this could be upwards to a $3 million facility. I think the briefing has. Senator Parnell, did you have a question on that?
No.
Oh, I thought I seen it. Waving. Okay.
Senator Sharp, you are correct. If we add the beds for mental health and substance abuse, it'll be about a $2.7 million project.
10 beds or something like that?
Exactly. And while the department, when we look at putting youth correctional facilities, wants to minimize the number of beds, we are supportive of the need for mental health services for kids in that community.
What's the efficiencies of a 4-bed facility?
Mr. Chairman, the efficiency of a 4-bed facility is not very efficient. As we look at
it's a staffing, secure facility, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. But we basically, an 8-bed facility and a 4-bed facility are basically the same kind of operating costs. Mr. Chairman,
Last year was what, Johnson Youth Center? Was it what we put in for the last year's facility?
That's correct.
For $3 million or something?
$3 million, that's
Thank
right.
Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just to break up the day a little bit, I did bring some pictures for the next project. McLaughlin Youth Center Detention, this was another project that the legislature provided planning and design for. What you basically funded, you also funded last year a replacement of this abandoned cottage, which will be completed July 1st. You also provided planning funds to upgrade the detention facility at McLaughlin. And this basically is the McLaughlin Youth Center. The blue areas are what we're planning to fund with this $5.2 million request for McLaughlin. It would provide detention facilities, additional detention beds, 30 detention beds at McLaughlin Youth Center. Right now we have the girls are all located in segregated in this one cottage here, so that's why it's in two separate places. I do think George Buhite is in Anchorage if you have more specific questions about McLaughlin. He's the superintendent, and he's in Anchorage today. But that's basically what the funds would do.
That's, yeah, we looked at the layout last year, I think, on where that other cottage was, so forth.
We're on track. Again, McLaughlin's is a 150-bed facility. They've been running 200. So the 20 beds that we'll bring up July 1st and this additional 30 beds will basically bring us into the capacity for the facility.
I'd like to extend the courtesy of George, is George Buhite? I say he's the person that's...
Yes.
Are you still online, George?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you chime in here on this a little bit for us?
Okay, I think the issue is basically we've been increasing at McLaughlin roughly 10 kids a day, average population, for the last three or four years. The total youth correction system is running about 80, well, we're running close to 300 kids in our 220-bed capacity. And the rate, again, is increasing each year. If all the beds that are currently either in planning or close to completion came online, we'd about equal what our current population we're managing in our system.
Okay. Thank you for standing by on that. She was showing us here the aerial photo of the layout, so we've got a... reestablished ourselves as far as location.
This is Providence. The university's across here. Lake Otis. 36.
Yeah.
Right here. Okay. The university's over across the road.
I'm sure Senator Parnell knows exactly where that
is. And our friend API is over here. And I will mention that. You know, McLaughlin right now is sitting on Mental Health Trust Authority land.
The mental health land that surrounds there as
yes.
well?
Yes, it was land provided in the settlement, so.
Okay, any further questions on McLaughlin? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the next request is for, again, another project that the legislature funded planning and design for. The Matanuska-Susitna Detention and Support Facility is $4.1 million. We currently do not have a facility in the Matsu Valley, and we see a real need for serving that population. I think our backup tells you that almost 9% of our detention admissions currently are from the Matsu area, and as well as 14% of our treatment kids are currently from that. So I did bring, just to try to make it a little more real, Mr. Chairman, with the planning funds that you've appropriated, the planning and design funds, this is a conceptual design of sort of the Matsu Youth Facility. We're currently planning for a 15-bed facility with the ability to expand to 10 beds at some future time, not, you know, in the near future. We're working with the local communities, as we are in Ketchikan, to try to find land, and that certainly is a big issue. The way that we go about doing these projects is that we work with the local governments, the local police, and any community groups that are interested. We don't want to get in a situation where the community is unhappy where the facility is located. We don't want any of those discussions, not in my backyard. So we don't have a site yet secured for the MATSU youth facility, but we're proceeding with every avenue, and the local governments are being very helpful with that. So.
Okay. Senator Parnell?
It's a little more costly than the Sutton prison we heard about. It looks like it's about $410,000 per bed for this one.
I guess they're starting from scratch here, or Sutton has... Oh, she wouldn't know about Sutton, maybe.
Right,
that's
yes.
Department of Corrections.
Right, we are basically starting from scratch. There is nothing out there.
So you need kitchen facilities, laundry facilities, possibly, unless you contract it out.
Right, I think we're very interested in contracting out those kinds of... In fact, in every facility that we have but McLaughlin, we contract out food service.
Yeah.
Either with... And usually it's... adult corrections or local hospital or some other place to do food.
But you just have the mess hall facilities and don't have a kitchen and they bring it in, or you got a kitchen?
Right. We have, or a small kitchen that can warm food, or exactly.
Chairman Sharp, this is George Buchheit again.
Go ahead.
One of the, some part of the infrastructure we're adding to these facilities in the Valley, for example, we want to add the probation offices co-located with the facility. You also add school space. And it's important to add the probation space. We're currently leasing for that, but have the probation officers closer in proximity to work with the juveniles. We find that a more efficient way.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I think our last project is a competitive grant for statewide family inhalant treatment program, $800,000. Right now, Alaska does not have any treatment facilities for inhalants. And as you know, this continues to be a larger and larger problem for the state, particularly in rural areas. Surveys have shown that as many as 20% of middle and high school students have used inhalant. Inhalant abuse leads to permanent brain damage, and there's long-term costs that are associated with that. Right now, if we have a kid who has serious problems, they have to go outside for treatment. There is no available treatment in Alaska.
Senator Parnas.
Has the Mental Health Trust Authority, have they thought about something that, is there any joint effort here?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Parnell, I know that the Mental Health Trust Authority is interested in this. This particular project did not go through their process. It basically, you know, came up at the tail end, so they're not participating financially with this project, but they are very interested in this problem, yes. So.
This is a form of substance abuse treatment, right?
That's correct, yes.
So you would envision a competitive grant, I guess the term, quote, competitive, unquote, concerns me, would be also tempered with need besides the competitiveness of it. Or would that be the competitiveness of it?
Mr. Chairman, yes, that would be the
competitiveness on the delivery service, the cheapest delivery service. Or are we talking about competitiveness of, I've got 100 kids out here and this outfit's only got 20?
Mr. Chairman, you're exactly right. Right now we don't exactly know who would be interested in this kind of facility, although we know that the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel is interested, but we would need to assess all of that if we go out for some sort of competitive proposal, you know, which area of the state needs these services more. You know, we'd have to determine that based on need and other issues.
I don't remember. Do we separate out other forms of substance abuse treatment programs for this, or is it a lump sum for them, you know, or are there grants that go out in that category of spending in the department?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Parnell, are you talking about operating grants or just regular grants, capital
operating grants.
Operating grants.
I think this could be included under that as well. But I'm just trying to figure out where in the big picture this fits.
Right. Mr. Chairman, Senator Parnell, we do go out for specific kinds of programs that the state, you know, views as the core mission of the state, yes, in those kind of grant programs. Although we do have many providers that provide a multitude of different kinds of programs as well, but they do compete, you know, potentially for services for women and children as opposed to chronic alcoholics or something like that. This is not; these are not operating dollars. These are capital dollars to try to purchase or renovate a facility to provide, to make it a treatment facility. And then certainly we'd have to do the operating dollars.
Do you have proposals from one or two groups already?
Actually, we do have a proposal in hand from the YKHC Health Corporation. It was much more expensive than what we're requesting here, and that's why we thought it would be better to do a competitive grant proposal, see if there are any other interested providers.
Okay. Would you say this approaches very closely to a designated grant?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know. We're certainly not going to designate it. We thought it would be better to go out and see what other entities might be interested in.
And the operation, the follow-up on Senator Parnell's question on operating, that would then fall under substance and alcohol abuse?
Operating, correct, Senator Sharp. Operating dollars, I know that there's some...
Or mental health or whatever, yeah.
Right, exactly. There are some requests going to the federal government as well for this. People are approaching Senator Stevens, so we could come from a variety of sources.
Senator Parno.
Yeah, I guess if we as a state deem this as a real need, which we apparently do, I just wonder why are we putting out a grant to purchase a facility versus purchasing the service from group, you know, to provide that type of treatment program, and then they can provide the facility as part of this. And I just don't know why we'd want to give a grant for a facility that could be part of the overall package. That's my only.
I think we're done, Mr. Chairman.
Is that it? I think we are, too, unless I miss somebody. Is there any other supplementals? That's it? So I thank all of you for coming back on the second round of supplementals. Thank you, Senator Parnell, for sticking with me. We'll put out a committee CS on capital, and the co-chair, Pierce, and I will decide where the supplementals will appear since we're getting late. I think the critical timing for putting in the supplemental or in the capital is sort of moot at this time. So we will be coming forward with a Finance Committee CS on the capital budget and whatever else is in it sometime, obviously, before the end of April. So thank you. We are adjourned.